Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 849. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 483, up 4 on the open. March, 492, up 2.5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 430, up 5.75 on the open. March, 447, up 4.5. May, 445.5, down 3. July, 453, up 2 on the open. December corn opened at 254, up a quarter on the open. September, 290, up 1.5. And December, 298.5, up 2.25 on the open. December oats opened at 204, unchanged on the open. March, 210, unchanged. November beans opened at 543.5, up 1 on the open. January, 557.25, up 3 quarters. March, 568.5, up 1. May, 578.5, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 589, up 2.5 on the open. Red line, November, 604.5, up 1 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 160.50, up 10 on the open. December, 162, up 50. October soybean oil opened at 23.85, up 16 on the open. December, 24.27, up 21. At the Merc, September feeders opened at 116, up 32.5 on the open. October, 113.95, up 10. November, 112.50, unchanged. October live cattle opened at 91.35, up 35 on the open. December, 90.30, up 27.5. February, 90.75, up 17.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 62.80, up 65 on the open. December, 60.25, up 62.5. February, 61.57.5, up 47.5. April, 61.17.5, up 20 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 90.50, up 107.5 points on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, a week ago, we were talking about the possibility of the corn market moving higher in the short term, although you had some work suggesting that there was some technical momentum indicators that were potentially bothersome. In the week since, what has shaken out?
Well, we had a pretty good break yesterday. Today we're recovering a little bit. I don't think the corn market, at least here being up 3 cents, has really negated that. We do need to kind of take out yesterday's high, I think, to regain that upside momentum. So we'll have to kind of watch it. Now, wheat did make new highs for the move in here, so definitely there's speculative interest from the fund crowd to own wheat and corn, and of course they have the best balance sheet projections as you kind of go down the road. Soybeans balance sheets aren't quite as strong, and you can kind of see beans, at least at the moment, are more of a follower. But the thing here for corn, I think, is the highs up here that we had. I think we had like a May high about 264.5. That was on a lead futures. It did take out the July high here, I think, on Monday or Tuesday, or at least earlier this week. So the target here is to kind of clear this 265 area on D's corn. I think technically if you can do that, then that really opens up the gates for December futures to kind of go up and visit its yearly high, which is, I think, in the mid to upper 280s.
So we're looking for perhaps a 62% retracement or thereabouts from the move from the high to the August low.
Well, I don't know about I haven't did the retracement levels on that, Dave, but all I'm saying is that if these corn can kind of make a new lead futures high, I think then it tees itself up to go ahead and challenge its individual contract high, which was made during this summer here up in the, I think it's upper 280s, like 287 or 288 or something like that. So, but, you know, we got to cross that. We got to get into new highs right at the moment. The market is overbought. Weekly cyclicals would indicate that we're ripe here for a short-term cycle high. Some kind have a setback, depending upon which pattern we follow, whether that setback would be worth a 1 week or 2 weeks or maybe a little bit more. So that's kind of where we're at. We really haven't got into a lot of harvest pressure. Early sales of farmers are probably going to be real tight. So we'll have to kind of go from there. But we did, you know, had a pretty good hit yesterday. We do need to go on up through these 260 level on these corn to really brighten up the chart picture.
And if we're going to get that brightening chart picture, we're going to have to probably see it off of yields that are less than suggested by USDA or maybe some surprise in tomorrow's stocks report. And what are you seeing on the horizon potentially fundamentally?
Well, the stocks report, the market has acted, and this goes along with soybeans too, is that maybe USDA's ending stocks numbers that they've been using on their balance sheets might be a little rich, because the market has acted much stronger than those supplies would indicate. So a lot of times you kind of make that assumption, or that's what I watch. If the market is acting like those numbers are not correct, then, you know, maybe be braced for some downward adjustments in those numbers tomorrow morning. I think the trade has got some pretty mixed ideas, but we could lose 50 to 100 million bushels in corn. We could lose 50 to 75 million bushels in beans, and that would all help shore up the balance sheet as far as tightening supplies, and would offset, especially in beans' case, would offset talk here that the yield's probably going to go up here on the October report. Yield so far, what we've heard on corn, I don't think anybody's really animate about thinking that the number is going to grow. If anything, it might slip back a little bit, but nobody's looking for any big changes that I can hear as of at least right now.
Is it also potentially possible that it's not that the market is too rich with stocks, but rather farmers just are holding on to more old crop than people are aware of?
Well, yeah, that could indicate, well, what it could indicate is that we've got a lot more storage capacity this year than maybe what the market was acting, and the farmers is much more financially strong to hold that inventory rather than letting that inventory go. So we'll have to kind of see what those numbers suggest. Usually, I would be inclined, though, to think that the way the market is acting is that the stocks aren't there.
Is the market acting in the beans still like a fall bean rally could happen October, November?
Well, my long-term cyclical work keeps that door open, but we haven't really seen any vibrant chart action here. Someday here, we need to see about a 20 up in these beans, then I would get excited. So far, beans are kind of struggling in here. I like to see that November bean get back above 550. Technically, we kind of need some moves above 560, I think, to solidify any kind of seasonal upturn in the bean complex.
Meanwhile, over in the wheat pit, essentially what we've been seeing since about the beginning of August is futures trading anywhere between 497 and 454. Is there anything that you can see that might break them out of that range?
Well, if you look at your lead futures chart here this week, you can kind of see today we punched into new highs for the year on the lead futures. Early, we took out that the highs that were recorded here back kind of like in late May. And then, you know, since late May, we kind of followed back into kind of a June low. We had a little bubble up here during July, and then we settled back again into late August, early September. And now with today's advance, we're in new lead futures highs. So we are, you know, looking like there were some pretty important lows made in wheat, and wheat now is, you know, kind of in position to strengthen into November. And that goes with also with corn, but in the short run here, there is some vulnerability of a cycle low coming in here. We've had a pretty good run since mid-August. We've been up here 4 to 5 weeks, so we are vulnerable to some kind of period of consolidation or setback in here.
In fact, I guess it was a week ago that when we were looking at that corn market and the up move it made, it gapped up at that point. September 21, and I guess that might be a gap that technicians would like to see filled.
Well, I don't know if anybody would like to see it filled. I mean, I suppose the bears would like to see it filled. But, you know, if you look at that gap, at least I'm looking at one here on the Dease corn. I'm kind of viewing it here about 250. We had a low here about 235 here in early September. So that was kind of like 15 cents, and that kind of indicated that. So you add 15 cents onto 250, so that does kind of say that Dease corn is going to at least give a good shot at that lead futures high of 264 before it maybe gives up the ship.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. News from NPR is next.